His elegant cock hangs low and flaccid between his slender legs. His muscular body is just as beautiful now as it was when he danced for the crowd of nobles. Undress. His voice echoes throughout the chamber. Kaio stands and begins stripping. Wait, are we really doing this? My voice shakes with surprise. I want to see. Kaio nods. Well, I suppose it can't hurt. I disrobe as well. The three of us returning to our knees, naked upon the sheets, as Alric begins rifling through various artifacts. He picks up a large brass ring, foreign symbols etched into its surface. Put it around your cock. He passes it to me. This feels like a bad idea, but I won't lie. I'm curious. The moment I place the thin band around my penis, the runes begin to glow a deep red. The ring begins to shrink, sizing itself to fit snugly around the base of my dick and behind my balls. The metal is hot against my skin, and I feel blood rushing into my organ as if being pulled by an unseen force. My penis rapidly inflates, blood entering but unable to leave. The erection keeps getting bigger and bigger, my tender skin turning a fiery crimson red. Ah! I let out a moan as a feeling of sensual relaxation washes over my body. Kaio watches in shock as my dick keeps growing, larger and larger, thick veins bulging from the surface. I begin to feel a bit lightheaded as I watch it expand. It finally slows once reaching the length of my forearm, several times larger than usual. It extends up almost to my bulging pecs. That's much better, Alric teases, softly running a fingertip along a swollen vein protruding from the side of my monstrous dick. An extreme surge of pleasure flows through me as he touches it, the skin exponentially more sensitive than usual. I feel myself shake and quiver. Fuck. It can get even better, though. Alric laughs, observing the euphoria written on my face and picking up several other similar bands. He places them around my wrists and ankles. They automatically resize themselves, fitting almost uncomfortably tight against my skin as the inscriptions upon them begin to glow. What are you doing? Kaio sounds slightly concerned. Don't worry, he'll like it. Alric places a final large band over my head. It shrinks to tighten around my neck like some sort of perverse collar. Two around my ankles, two around my wrists, one around my cock, and one around my neck. They all burn with a fiery heat as I feel my muscles seize up. An all-consuming sense of arousal enters my mind, and my limbs begin moving on their own. Still kneeling, I grip my massively enlarged cock with both hands and begin masturbating. Almost immediately, thick, inhuman globs of precum run down from the tip, naturally lubricating myself as I involuntarily jack off. I can't move. I can't speak. Something is controlling my body. Something is making me touch myself, and it feels good. My mouth opens slightly as I try to talk, but no sound comes out. Only drool. I sit here, slack-jawed and jacking. The extreme bliss radiating from my huge dick up into my core makes it difficult to even think. Those bands awaken his cock. Alric sits back and watches with amusement. His penis is in control of his body. He can't resist jacking off. He can't even come. He'll just sit there shamelessly touching himself until someone eventually removes them. The rings were once used to keep people captive, to make them powerless. Eventually, prisoners would starve, preferring to masturbate rather than even eat. Should we take them off? Kaio's voice is nervous. No. Let's let him have some fun. I hear it's a wild experience. No. Please take them off me. I want to scream out, but my body remains frozen. It feels so good, but it's horrifying. I've lost all bodily autonomy. My actions governed by nothing other than raw sexual desire. I really could sit here forever, perpetually edging my throbbing, leaking penis, jacking off to the thought of nothingness. Jacking off to nothing other than the beautiful sight of my own swollen phallus.